Tuesday night, community members will gather to influence the shape of a big development in Seattle's Central District. The meeting concerns Vulcan Real Estate's proposed development at 23rd and Jackson. The project would bring big changes to the Central District. For years, the Central District didn't get a lot of investment, but recently the city poured a lot of money into infrastructure improvements on 23rd Avenue. Then, Vulcan bought a city block of real estate along the route. They're planning 40,000 square feet of retail space and 570 apartments. And they're also planning a second development across the street.
I like to see the neighborhood improve, of course, you know, but at the same time, I want to be able to stay around.
That's Mo Touré. He runs an urban clothing store on the site called Touré Apparel. He expects to lose customers if he has to move.
It depends how far I go. If I lose very close, I'll probably still lose like 50% of the customers. You know, if I'm moving farther, I might even lose 90%.
The Central District has historic ties to Seattle's African-American community. Project documents suggest Vulcan Real Estate will approach the project with sensitivity towards that history. The plan is to set aside some retail space for smaller businesses, even micro-businesses that operate out of kiosks. There may be an option for those businesses to purchase their space or purchase a share of the space. Those kinds of things are unusual. Most developers want big retail tenants who are easier to manage. The public meeting is 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday night at the Central Area Youth Association. In the Central District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.